As this school year comes to a close, I think all of us find ourselves in a place where we are reflecting. We are reflecting on what went well and what we want to continue to do. We are considering what the future looks like and what are some strategies that absolutely exceeded our expectations, and we're going to roll those over into next school year. I think one thing that we absolutely do at this point in the year, though, as we start to question everything. When we are teacher tired and we're considering the stress that the school year has brought onto us, we start thinking things like, did I actually make an impact? Is what I'm doing in this classroom actually creating success for students now and into the future? Can I continue to do this job? Is this my forever career and my forever calling? I know that some of us walked out of our schools in the past few weeks and have considered resigning for next school year. Maybe you're frustrated about your placement. Maybe you are frustrated with the progress that your students made. Is this what my profession looks like for the rest of my adult life? What I want to do in this episode is give you this release. Give you this opportunity to just take a deep breath and remind you that you made a huge freaking impact this year. And whatever you decide to do from this point forward, that's up to you. But I want you to have some confidence, and I want you to have some calm in the fact that you crushed it for kids this school year and you did incredible things for our schools, for our students, and for our learning communities. So if you are feeling like, dang girl, I had a great school year, this episode is still for you because I want to celebrate those moments with you. If you are just feeling numb and neutral, this episode is for you. If you are like, damn, I'm done. Put that on a mug. Damn, I'm done. If you are there and you're about ready to order that mug off of Amazon, this episode is also for you. I want you to hear these words and then I want you to be able to sprint into summer knowing that you are an incredible educator and the impact that you make is huge beyond words, and that matters. So let's get into the episode. There is awesome in every single school day. Here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. I want to start off by being just extremely transparent with you. There have been so many times this school year that I have thought, is this it for me? Is this my final year of teaching? I love teaching kids. I love being a part of the education system. And it is likely that you feel the same way too, even if you are finding yourself stressed and struggling. This career becomes a massive part of who we are. This career becomes part of our character. But when we are stressed and struggling, we do start to question everything. And there have been absolutely so many moments this school year where I have questioned everything, and I wonder if you have as well. And so what would happen when I would hit that roadblock is I would just become hyper aware of what I am seeing, what I am experiencing, and what I am feeling. And when I become hyper aware of those moments, what I find is that the stresses and the struggles actually are simply under a microscope, because the big picture of things is that, like, this is a great career. This truly is my calling. I know that if you follow me on social media, you're like, girl, where do you get your energy? Man, are you always so happy? Are you always this enthusiastic? That is just a natural part of my temperament. But it also doesn't mean that everything is always perfect in my teacher life. Like, I struggle with things just like you do. And I've thought so many times throughout this year, like, is this going to be it? Like, I've done close to 20 years, is that just kind of the stopping point for me? And not that I'd be abandoning the classroom. I think people have a lot of guilt when they have gotten this far into a career and they decide to pivot. My thought is this: as long as your pivot isn't a panic, then I think good for you. Go do something positive with your life. And so anytime that I am thinking to myself, oh, did I make an impact? Oh, am I actually doing great things for students and for schools, I just start looking around. And I want to actually share four things that happened recently that I was like, God, those are the reminders that I needed, and those are the reminders that other teachers need as well. A majority of these events actually happened recently when I was on a field trip. And any teacher who's ever been on a field trip knows that, like, field trips can absolutely blow up in your face. Field trips are supposed to be full of fun, but they can end up also being full of frustration, because your kids can have awesome relationships and you can have awesome classroom management when you're in the four walls of your classroom, but you get to a park, you get to a theater, you get off school property, and it's like, what the hell just happened? Who are these kids? Right? It's a completely different situation. So I think if you leave your building and relationships are still super strong, you leave your schoolhouse and things are good at a museum or at a park or at some sort of performance, and the management systems that you have are still there and they're still holding strong, then dang, yeah, I would say kudos to you. So I recently took my students on a field trip, and I was the only chaperone. This is something that smaller schools definitely do, but this is definitely the most number of students that I've ever taken and the farthest I've ever gone with that number of students. I've taken a handful of students in, like, the activity bus to the Dollar General to do fun little activities for advisory, but I took all of my science students on a field trip by myself to a performance theater, and I was a little bit nervous about this, because when you've got, you know, an entire grade level with you and you're the only chaperone, that can be tough. And I had never experienced that before, but I was like, you know what? My students are awesome. I've got great relationships, even though this is multiple classes of students and I'm the only adult, like, this is still absolutely appropriate. Like, I'm not throwing my school under the bus at all for not being like, why didn't you get me another chaperone? This wasn't about subs. This wasn't about, like, getting somebody to come with me and we didn't buy enough tickets. We had enough tickets. It was just one of those things where it was like, you know what? I can do this. And so as we were riding on the school bus, we had like a 35-minute bus ride to a performance theater. And arriving at the performance theater was awesome. I'll tell you that a story in a second. But I'm getting ahead of myself. But the school bus ride was about 35 minutes long. And our bus driver had Bluetoothed her phone to the speakers in the bus. And the kids, you know, were kind of listening to it in the background. And I was just kind of aware of the different songs that were coming on. And it seemed like the kids didn't really know many of the songs. But then when we were about 10 minutes away from our destination, Sweet Caroline came on. And I obviously recognized it. It's a classic, but I didn't think too much of it until, you know, you got nearly 30 kids singing up at an appropriate volume and with an appropriate intensity. They are singing Sweet Caroline, and you got a bunch of seventh graders going ba ba ba, and like they're having fun with it, and the smile that came across my face was so stinking sincere. And it was kind of wild because even as I'm telling this story, I'm getting emotional. Like, it went from just like joy to full tears rolling down my face as these kids are singing Sweet Caroline. It was the most innocent, most precious, most awesome moment on a bus. Buses can be chaotic. You got kids skipping seats. You got kids laying in the aisles. You got kids sneaking cell phones on. You got kids eating Cheetos, even though we're not supposed to have food. None of that was happening. My students were facing forward on a technology-free bus because I didn't let them bring their switches. I didn't let them bring their, like, you know, their e-readers. What the hell kid uses an e-reader? I am so old right now, but what I'm trying to tell you is, like, they didn't have their Game Boys. They didn't have their Nintendo Switches. They didn't have their Snapchats on their cell phones. It was technology free. And I talked about, like, look out the window and make cloud pictures. That's what I did when I was your age. Again, sounding so old. Like, just talk with the person sitting next to you. And because they didn't have their stinking faces in devices, they heard Sweet Caroline come on, and we had like carpool karaoke on a yellow school bus. And I'm smiling and the kids are smiling and I'm like, well, hell yeah, I'm gonna sing along. And the bus driver looks in that massive mirror that's right above their head, and like we catch eyes with each other and we just smile. And it was like, yeah, as adults, we're both feeling this moment. I don't know why I'm getting so emotional about this moment. I did not expect to cry on this episode, but I think we get emotional at the end of the school year. And I think that when we really, truly pause and reflect on these little moments, it's just these little moments that are actually a huge reminder that, like, we're making an impact. Micro decisions that we make create those moments. The decision to say no technology on this bus made that moment happen. That was a micro decision. No, we don't need cell phones. Did the kids hate me for a second when I announced that? Yeah, they did. They're like, what are we supposed to do? I'm like, you're gonna chat. You're gonna look out the window. You are gonna maybe take a little nap. And be careful though, because on a bus, when you rest your head against a window and you hit a pothole, concussions can happen. But don't worry, I brought Band-Aids in my teacher bag. Nonetheless, it was those moments of, this is clear that choices that were made are making a huge impact on this field trip. So let me ask you this, like, what is a micro decision that you made this year? Something so small, like no technology on the field trip. What is something that you did this year that caused an awesome moment, that caused you to smile, that caused you to celebrate, or maybe caused a sentiment of positive emotion coming from you in the form of tears? Because when we actually got to the theater, another awesome moment happened. It was a stage performance theater. It wasn't a movie theater. This theater is really, really cool, and it seats like, I don't know, probably close to 2,000 people. And so many of my students had never gone to a fancy theater like this. And we walked in and we were the very first people there. So can you imagine being 12 years old and you walk into this massive theater and we are the very first ones to arrive? Why? Because I'm freaking anal about a timeline. They said to be there at 9:15. So I was there at 9:13. Every other school said, you know, supposed to be there at 9:15, and they arrived at 9:55. I'm like, nope, that's what time we're going to be there. So we walk in, we're the only ones in there, and the kids' jaws dropped. Their eyes got great big, and they looked around the theater, and they're like, this is awesome. And you heard some other kids saying things like, whoa. Another kid says, like, I have never been in a place this nice. A kid looked at one of the seats and he's like, Miss Jenta, these seats are made of velvet. I've never sat in velvet chairs before.
And again, like, in that moment, I'm trying to hold back my tears because I think, like, this is a meaningful moment. Like, going through all of the hoops, jumping through all of the hoops to make this field trip happen, like, we could have not even seen the stage performance, and this field trip would have already been worthwhile just from the Sweet Caroline moment and the moment of, like, holy cow, look at this cool new experience that I'm having. On the bus ride home, another really cool thing happened. The kids were a little bit worn out because we had been at the park afterwards. We saw this, like, theater show, and then we went to the park and we had, like, the sack lunches. Another small kind of significant moment that happened at the park with the sack lunches, which was just like, oh, this is a reminder. Like, Monica, you've created these relationships with these kids. Like, you've put in the work, they've put in the work, you have put in the work as a classroom family, because they were all eating their sack lunches, and it was a really windy day. It was a sunny day, but it was super windy, and their little paper napkins were flying all over the park, and they were trying to help each other so we weren't leaving the park a mess, and they did such a job, good job cleaning up without me even harping on them. Like, they were just this little group of students who follow the expectations in my classroom and were proving that they could do it outside of the classroom. And a student came up to me and they're like, "Ms. Jenta, I'm still kind of hungry." And I had some spare lunches that our amazing cooks and cafeteria staff had made. And I was like, okay, well, let's kind of look. And a student comes up to this student who said they were kind of hungry. And they're like, "Hey, I was getting ready to eat this apple, but you can have it if you want it." And they're like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah, you can have, I don't want you to be hungry," and just, like, handed over the apple. And I know it's just an apple, but I think, like, that was so nice. Like, this kid was literally getting ready to eat the apple. It wasn't like, "I don't want my apple, here, you can have it." It was this, "Oh, I was getting ready to eat this, but if you're still hungry, I'd rather have you have it." And it was like, whoa, what is this? What is happening here? Same thing happened when we got on the bus. Another kid came up to me and they're like, "Hey, Miss Jenta, I'm still kind of hungry. Do we have anything else?" And I was like, "Yeah, actually, I do have another PBJ in the box." And the kids were like, "Whoa, we have more PBJs." And I was like, "Yeah, we actually just have one." And the kid who originally asked for it was like, "Oh, no, it's okay, it's okay." And they're like, "Oh, no, if they want it, they can have it. It's okay, it's okay." And, like, when you have teenagers and there's food, sometimes it can get pretty wild. But they're just, like, giving each other PBJ sandwiches. They're, like, just giving each other apples. So small, so significant. Just a huge indicator that the relationships that were fostered within the walls of a classroom are extending beyond the walls of the classroom. So let me ask you this. When have you seen that from your perspective? When did you do something or say something with your students this school year that you saw it and you're like, "Man, that doesn't just naturally happen. Kids don't just naturally communicate like that. Kids don't just naturally get along like that." I want you to just see and recognize that you played a role in fostering those friendships. You played a role in motivating the crazy that was in your classroom. You made a significant impact in the student connections that are happening in your classroom, just like this apple moment. So we're sitting on this bus. The kids are full of PBJs and apples. They've run around the park. We've seen an awesome stage performance. And now we've got about a 35 to 40 minute drive back to the school. And it's a sunny day and it's a beautiful day. And it was definitely not as loud on the way home, because I think some of the kids had fallen asleep. And I kept kind of peeking my head towards the back of the bus, like, "How we doing? How we doing?" But in the row right behind me, there's these two boys in this seat, and they're doing a real nice job sitting next to each other. Everything's okay. They're keeping their hands to themselves. And in my peripheral, I noticed that one of the boys had fallen asleep, and he was doing okay. You know, he was, like, maintaining upright posture. And then we hit a bump, and when we hit a bump, the sleepy student kind of shifted his body a little bit, but stayed asleep.
but kind of definitely was encroaching in the other student's personal space. And I kind of looked at the student and I kind of mouthed like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So he's kind of like leaning in, this sleepy student's kind of like leaning into his bus partner, and we hit another bump. It's a rural community. Like these are, it's, buses are bumpy, but on a rural community road, like it's real bumpy. We hit another bump and the kid moves closer to the student. And the student who's sleeping ends up resting his head on the shoulder of the kid sitting next to him. These are middle school boys. One is sleeping, literally resting the head on the other kid's shoulder. And I make eye contact with the kid who's awake. And I was like, you sure you're okay? And he just kind of shrugs his shoulder. And he just smiles. And he's like, it's okay, Miss Shenton, no worries. And he kind of like positions his shoulder so that the kid isn't quite as awkward and not going to get like a neck cramp. It literally took everything inside of me to not erupt into tears. These are two boys who, like, honestly, are they friends outside of class? I'm not really sure. But in this moment, do you know how easy it would be for a student to just slug another kid for be like, dude, get off of me. Like, dude, you're in my space. Like, what the heck? Wake up. And it's just two kids, two seventh grade students, having the time of their lives on this field trip. One got a little snoozy, and it being absolutely acceptable to the other kid to just lay on my shoulder. It's no big deal. Make yourself comfy. Like, it's okay. Those moments matter. And I'm confident that those moments have happened in your classroom. I am confident that you have created that. And have you noticed that, like, none of these are directly connected to, like, curriculum? None of these camaraderie moments are directly connected to, like, a curriculum map or some sort of state standard. But they are focused to the standard of, are we caring for and respecting each other as humans? Because when that bus stopped, we were getting ready to get off the bus. And a student said, hey, Miss Jenta. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And she said, just wanted to say thank you so much for creating such a great day for us. And I was like, you are so welcome. And then the other kids chimed in. They're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And all of these thank yous came my way. I don't need a thank you. And I'm sure you probably feel the same way. Like, we don't do things for thank yous. But I'm going to be honest. I appreciated it. It caught me off guard. It brought a smile to my face. It warmed my heart. When we got back to the classroom, a student looked at me and said, seriously, Miss Jenta, like, we really mean it. Like, days like this are so fun for us. Days like this matter. Days like this just kind of break up the school year. Seriously, thank you for doing this. And another kid heard that and they're like, seriously, like, we know how much work this is. Like, we appreciate you. And another student looked at me and said, dead ass. Yeah, you heard me correctly. A student looked at me and said, dead ass. Now, first off, you might be thinking, well, what does that even mean? Dead ass is kind of like a slang term, a trending term that a lot of middle school and high school kids say that means like dead serious. Like, I'm so for real. Like, essentially they were saying like, this field trip was so awesome. Seriously. So like, yeah, Miss Jenta, dead ass. How did I respond in that moment? Honestly, in that moment, I could have gotten so frustrated. I could have been like, what are you doing? What are you saying? But it honestly just slipped right out of the kid's mouth. The kid was not trying to be disrespectful. The kid was not trying to be funny or like just rude. It just slipped out of the kid's mouth. Did I know what dead ass meant? Yeah, I knew it meant like, seriously. I knew it was meant as a compliment. And literally all day long, this specific kid had been amazing. This specific kid had done such a good job, like leadership, friendship, just so helpful, so respectful. And so why in that moment would I ruin everything by being like, dude, not okay. Dude, we gotta call your parents. Like, in that moment, I looked at him and I said, I do know what that means. I wish you would have used a different term, but I appreciate the compliment. That's how I reacted. Not because I'm throwing mismanaged behaviors under the rug. Not because I wanted to just be like, oh, forget this. Like, whatever. I'm not even going to deal with this. Because at this point in the school year and at this point in the day and at that point in the field trip, that kid had done everything that they needed to do. They were 10 out of 10. So can we throw a little bit of grace their way? Yeah. Because that kid, dead ass, knows the power of relationships. In other words, dead serious. For real. They get it. And so I wanted to extend the same gratitude and grace for things like the Sweet Caroline moment, for the sharing of the apples, for the shoulder lean, and for the thank you. I know that your meaningful moments, I know your proofs of huge impact in this school year might look like, sound like, and feel like something a little bit different than the examples in this episode, but I do know that the sentiments are the same. When we know we made a huge impact, we're motivated. When we know that we have done great things for kids, we've got smiles on our faces. When we know that we are in the correct career and that this is truly a calling, it creates a camaraderie in our classroom like we've never felt or experienced. And if you are starting to question everything, if you are starting to spiral, if you are thinking like, ah, I'm ready to pivot, I want to make sure that you are proactively doing everything you can so you can make the best possible decision for yourself and for your students and for your future. In fact, before we close out this episode, I want to give the very first call for a very proactive step that you can make before leaving for summer. Because in September, and I realize that it's nowhere near September right now for most of you listening to this episode, but in September, I am leading what is called the Awesome Academy for Teachers. This is a 4-course series that hundreds of teachers across the U.S. have taken to boost their idea bank. They have participated in the Awesome Academy because they're stressed or struggling and are trying to figure out what is my next step. And then they realize, oh, that's the boost I needed to love my job again. The Awesome Academy is great for veteran teachers, for new teachers. The Awesome Academy is a fun, flexible 4-course series where you can earn up to 60 hours worth of PD credits by participating in very fun and flexible, engaging professional development during 4 quarters of the year. 4 classes, 4 quarters, so much fun, and honestly, it is a game changer for your career. That's a proactive step that you could do before leaving for summer to get signed up so you've already checked that off of your teacher to-do list before the new school year even rolls around. You can go to monicagenta.com/awesomeacademy to check it out and to learn more and to reserve your spot in it. I promise that if you enjoy this podcast and if you enjoy the ideas that I share on social media and you just enjoy the energy and the realness and the rawness of this podcast, you will love the Awesome Academy. You can go to monicagenta.com/awesomeacademy to get signed up, and I'll leave a direct link in the show notes. Friends, this is the official season finale of the This Teacher Life podcast. This is the last new episode that is going to get released until August, but fear not, because there are going to be summer replay episodes happening all summer long. I am going to be releasing the 12 hottest episodes of the This Teacher Life podcast in history. The top 12 episodes that have ever been released, I'm going to be replaying them all summer long. So if you've missed any of the hottest ideas, any of the hottest episodes, you can actually listen to them because they're going to drop in your podcast platform all summer long. So You don't have to have a summer break from these episodes. We're just going to do reruns, just like of your favorite show. It's reruns, but it's of audio format. So be checking those out all summer long so you can stay up to date with the best and coolest ideas so you can be ready for next school year. I want you to know that you are awesome and that you did make a huge impact this school year. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. For some of you, you have been loyal listeners for every single season, and that means more than what I can ever express. So thank you for listening. But most importantly, I just want to thank you for living this teacher life.